Unit 4. Social Issues. Reading 1. Divorce Trends. Today, many couples who are considering marriage, or even those who are already married, have one very strong consideration to keep in mind: divorce. According to research from the 1990s in the United States, about 4 out of every 10 recently married couples see their marriage end in divorce. Although this number is quite high, it is actually lower than the divorce rate during the years of the 1970s and 1980s. At that time, the national divorce rate was about 5 of every 10 couples, or about 50%. So why do so many marriages end so tragically? Increasing divorce rates have been linked to the rise in wives' earning power and a consequent reduction in their dependence on a man to earn the family income. Modern trends in marriage and employment rates suggest that economic incentives for marriage weaken as women's earning power increases and more men become unemployed. However, after a divorce, women are more likely to fall into poverty than are men. With this in mind, there appears to be no direct evidence that the fear of poverty deters people from divorcing. Another factor influencing divorce appears to be the age at which a couple marries. In a sense, age relates to socioeconomic classes in that younger people, for example, teenagers or people in their early 20s, have less money, a factor which can potentially lead to a stronger chance for problems in marriage. It has been found that those in lower income brackets are more likely to marry as teenagers, and these disadvantaged circumstances create more risk of divorce and consequent lone parenthood. Better employment and an increased salary attained after years of hard work may subsequently lessen these risks and stabilize many relationships. A couple's religious and geographical circumstances are a final factor often considered when studying divorce trends. For example, it is frequently noted that couples living in the Bible Belt, western central states such as Oklahoma and Utah, experience divorce at a higher rate than couples in other regions. The Bible Belt divorce rate is almost 50% higher than the national average. Yet one must be careful when considering this claim for several reasons. Researchers have pointed out that divorce among a substantial number of evangelical Christian couples living in the Bible Belt might be attributed to the couple's low income rather than religious beliefs. In addition, the total number of married couples in the Bible Belt may be higher than in other states. Thus, the number of divorces within a small state may appear high, but this rate may actually be average when compared to the total number of married people in the state. Surely the possibility of divorce is a concern to any couples who enter a marriage or are considering getting married. The rate of divorce in the United States is certainly high, but it must be kept in mind that although divorce is common, there is no reason for a couple to give in to these statistics when the going gets rough. If couples view divorce as a last resort rather than as an option or opportunity, the current decline in the divorce rate may continue over the years, rather than become worse. Supplemental reading. Prenuptial agreements. Making financial arrangements before entering a marriage is nothing new. Families and couples have been doing it for thousands of years, but these agreements have become more complicated. Today, the creation of a binding prenuptial agreement, a legal contract signed before marriage, typically takes the expert knowledge of two lawyers, one for each spouse. Although prenuptial agreements of movie stars and the super rich may be the ones people hear about, prenuptial agreements are actually becoming more and more common with ordinary couples as well. Men and women who are getting married for the second or third time often make prenuptial agreements because they are entering a new marriage with more assets than younger people getting married for the first time. In addition, single professionals getting married for the first time late in life also typically ask their partners to sign a prenuptial agreement. But there are still plenty of people who think prenuptials are a bad idea and may even hurt the chances of a marriage succeeding. They say it is like checking to make sure a room has an easy exit even before you go inside, and prenuptials kill the romance of marriage. One couple made a unique agreement. After considering the kind of arrangements to list in their agreement, the couple simply wrote, "Divorce is not an option. Loving compromise will be the way." Then they both signed the document and put it in a safe place with their other legal documents. And so far, neither of them have asked to change the terms of that agreement.